This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Recently, I helped some friends do some foundation plantings and container plantings. I chose plants I think will work best for their areas and then intended on sitting back with a cool beverage and supervising as they planted. Yeah, I quickly realized that was not going to happen as I watched how they were planting. You know how when you've been doing something for a long time, it just seems natural to you? That doesn't mean it is for everyone else. So today is a reminder of how to plant containers. First, you've purchased plants that are appropriate for your site. Right plant, right place. Matching cultural requirements. You've got the three illers, thriller, filler, spiller, and you're ready. I like to mix the potting soil with perlite. It keeps the container a little lighter and keeps the soil fluffier, which aids in drainage. When you fill your container with your potting mix, don't fill it full. Take your plant out of its temporary home and plant it at the level it was growing in. However, don't place the plant at the top of the container. You'll need room for water. Depending on the size of the pot, leave at least 1 to 2 inches of space from the top of the pot to the soil line. More space for larger containers. Place your plants and tamp down the soil. If you need more, then add more. Just make sure you have room to add the water. When the soil is all the way to the top and you water those dry plants, the water just pours right down the outside of the pot. I love container planting and encourage gardeners to let their imagination fly while using a few rules that help create a great look. Check out GardenBite.com for more info and find Garden Bite on Facebook. Follow me. Feel free to share your comments, questions, and suggestions as well as pictures. I love to see how your garden grows. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.